It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers.
Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Mora from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it's time for Radio Concerts on the Hill. It's Monday, so we are throwing the spotlight on one particular local artist, spotlighting them for the entire hour. Tonight, the spotlight is on Charles Latham. Great artist. We've got music from two different albums for you this hour. Most recent one that was released was a solo album called Little Me Time back in 2017. We've got some great stuff from that for you coming up later on, but we are going to kick off the hour by playing the opening track off a new album still yet to be released. So we're all hearing these songs for the first time. It's Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band with their self-titled album, and here is track one off of it. Everybody Else Likes Me.
Baby, why don't you?
Kicking off the hour, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band from their new album, which will be coming out soon. We've got more from that album coming up later on this hour. 6:12, your time right now. We'll catch you up on local news after this, and then more from Charles Latham and Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. That's coming up next on The Hill.
Hi, I'm Gerald Ramon with Henry South Point Auto Mall. You really don't feel like going out right now with the way things are. No problem. We will come to you. You want your car service? No problem. We will come to you. There's no need to leave your home. We will even bring your test drive to you. Just call us and ask for a free home test drive or concierge service. We will send our representative to you. Our company is committed to protecting the safety and health of our customers and team members. We will even sanitize your car before it's delivered back to you. Call us today at 919-354-7767. That's 919-354-7767. Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, Acura, BMW, Porsche, and Subaru. By the way, we service all makes and models. Call us today at 919-354-7767. Hendrick South Point Auto Mall. We will come to you.
Orange County DSS is collecting non-perishable food items at both of its locations, the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill and the DSS main office on Mayo Street in Hillsboro. Cash donations are also accepted. Just go to chapelboro.com and click on the article titled COVID-19 in our community where you can help for more information. You can also mail checks to Orange County DSS, P.O. Box 8181, Hillsboro, NC 27278.
Hello, this is Tony Hall. When your home goes on the market, we want it to look and show its best. Decluttering the home is very important. This may include unstuffing the closets, clearing off surfaces, paring down the furniture, and tossing things you don't need. If you're planning to sell a home, let's talk about decluttering and other good ideas. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
6:15 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. More from Charles Latham coming up later on as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues. Catching you up first on local news. We are now in phase one of the gradual three-phase process of reopening the state in the midst of COVID-19. When we move to phase two will depend on whether North Carolina continues to see a drop in cases and an increase in testing capacity, among other things. That'll be contingent on people not immediately rushing out and gathering together in big groups. There were some cases of that over the weekend, including at Great Smoky Mountains National Park. They saw a rush of visitors and packed parking lots on their first day back open. Here locally, a little bit less so. Traffic has been light as usual again today, including during the evening rush, which just wrapped up. Not much of a rush hour in terms of traffic, which is good news. Folks are still staying at home, working from home as much as possible. That's the best advice as we continue to get through COVID-19 together. Locally, officials are urging residents to remain cautious and vigilant about protecting public health. Had a chance to speak last week with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger about how she hopes our community will respond.
We're hopeful that people will still use, be smart and be kind and stay home when you don't need to be out. You will now be able to go to store. Every retail is now considered essential. And we've been seeing good practices in some of our other essential restores, like the grocery stores and the places of people going. So now smaller stores and things that were considered non-essential will be open, limited basis, again, with hand sanitizers, masks, a limited people coming and going. We want people to be safe. We know they need other things at this point in time. And so you're going to see that happening. You're going to see people able to go visit family members as long as they keep safe distancing. I heard that people are planning to have dinner parties in their driveways with people, still stay keeping that safe distancing, but you'll be allowed to go move about a little bit more. But again, if you don't need to, please don't. But we also know this is taking its toll. People are missing their friends, their extended family members. They just want to see each other. So we want to do that in a safe way. We will see what the numbers result. Unfortunately, it takes about 3 weeks to get the accurate numbers of where something like this has an effect. But this community has been really good about being smart and staying apart, as we say. So we'll see how that yields. But our businesses need to get back up and running. We're having great conversations with the university and trying to figure out the path forward, being a university town, what that means. And the university is doing all their modeling and trying to figure out how they move forward as well. So for now, phase one is predicted to last, if the numbers pan out, till May 22nd, but it could go longer. So I just want to give people a heads up. While we have our trails open and our green spaces, we still aren't going to be opening any of the facilities or courts at this point. That would come under phase two for outdoor courts, things like that. So, again, we're all learning more, and the more time we have to learn, the better outcomes we're going to have.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. You can get our full conversation online in the on-demand section of chapelboro.com, or you can just go to theaaronkeckshow.com and click on Conversations with the Mayors. Local business news. Some folks recently noticed Kipos Greek Taverna on West Franklin Street downtown was not just closed, but cleaned out and completely empty on the inside. That sparked the obvious rumors that it was closing. The owners, though, now say Kipos is not closing. Instead, it's moving to a new location. No word yet what that new location will be. This is National Nurse Appreciation Week, at least until tomorrow. It's a midweek to midweek thing. Of course, we're appreciating our nurses more than ever these days. UNC Health recently paired up with Deep South Entertainment to gather video messages of thanks and encouragement for nurses from more than 20 musicians from around the state, including Eric Church, Scotty McCreary, the Abbott Brothers, and Chatham County Line. If you want to watch the messages, there's a link on our website, chapelboro.com. And quickly in sports, incoming Tar Heel freshman defensive lineman Kedrick Bingley Jones has undergone surgery to repair a lower body injury he suffered earlier this spring. No timetable for his return exactly yet, but he is expected to make a full recovery. And of course, we're still some months away from the start of football season. We've also got more info on now former UNC basketball player Jeremiah Francis. He averaged 3.5 points a game as a freshman last season, but he recently announced plans to transfer from Carolina. Didn't initially announce where he was going, but we know now Francis says he'll be transferring to New Mexico. 6:20, let's get a quick look at weather as we move into the evening. It has been a beautiful day. Should be a real nice week. And if you like the summertime weather, that's coming in a few days. 63 degrees right now and sunny in Chapel Hill. Overnight lows tonight getting down into the upper 30s. And then weather just like this for the next 2 days. Tomorrow and Wednesday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then the heat comes in. Highs around 80 on Thursday with partly cloudy skies. Staying nice through the weekend, but it's going to be hotter with highs in the mid to upper 80s, and it's going to hang in the 80s through next week as well, it looks like. So if you like the spring-like weather, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday are the days for you. At that point, the summertime weather comes in, so get ready for that. Time is 6:20. Coming up next, we'll go back to Charles Latham as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues, and we'll go back to his 2017 solo album, Little Me Time. Got a couple great songs off of that, including one of my favorites, American Traditional, coming up first. After this,
explore more than 100 degrees, certificates, and diploma programs at Durham Tech. With campuses in Orange and Durham counties, students can earn credentials in architecture, automotive, culinary arts, cosmetology, information technology, public safety, and healthcare, including the only opticianry and anesthesia technology programs in the state. Durham Tech offers something for everyone, from current high school students wanting to earn college credits to adult learners wanting a career change. Visit durhamtech.edu/programs to learn more.
As we all get through the pandemic, here is Pete Seagroves talking about your insurance needs.
Good news, everyone. Seagroves Agency is open in all locations. At this time, we are not accepting any clients in our offices, but we are here to answer your phone calls or any questions. This would be a great time to give us a call and review all your policies. Let's make sure everything is up to date, and we're making sure you're getting all your discounts.
Call Pete or Amy at the Seagroves Agency, 919-942-8733, or go to seagrovesagency.com.
This is Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart. I urge you to follow the statewide and county stay-at-home orders. People with COVID-19 often don't feel sick for 2 to 5 days. That means they are spreading the virus to all of those they come in contact with without knowing it. To help yourself and our community, please stay at home. If you must go out, stay at least 6 feet from others, including when you're standing in line, and please avoid groups. For more information, visit orangecountync.gov/coronavirus.
This is Charles Latham. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
take care of you, little ones. Keep the bread on the table. Don't go out when the sun goes down. Stay at home if you're able. Raise them up with a firmer hand. Raise them up with the cane. Their first words are yes and sir, and their first thoughts are pain. Every babe in the nursery. There is work for every man who can prove himself worthy. And there's a road that your taxes paved. There are books in the library. A stadium where your heroes play. Police like an army. It's a whole tradition that you're living by. There's a rifle slung from the wall. There's a dawn coming like no dawn before. It's a dawn, it's no dawn at for the weak, burials quick and modest, jails full of guilty men, and all the politicians are honest. Family, faith, land and flag, living just off the high. Houses are all pointed east to catch the light of the new day. It's a tradition that you're living by. There's a rifle slung from the wall. There's a dawn coming like no dawn before. It's a dawn, there's no dawn at all.
Seven-nine, The Hill.
at your dentist's office. Nurse pulling out your stitches. You see me hold your door open. Cut you off in traffic.
Of hearing your neighbor right next door, come on out to Governor's Club. We have fabulous real estate and incredible lots with spectacular views. Enjoy life for a change. Homes range in price from $400,000 to over $4 million. Spectacular architecture, incredible views, and most importantly, wonderful people. Contact the experts at Governor's Club Realty. Governorsclub.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruiser's locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
89-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice every day. Only at Cruiser's. Let's go.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
Time is 6:32. You're listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill this evening, and the spotlight is on Charles Latham. CharlesLatham.com is the website. That's L-A-T-H-A-M. If you want to support Charles and the Borrowed Band, you can do it in a couple different ways. Facebook.com/TheCharlesLatham for more information on the band as well. They've also got a Patreon site. That's just Patreon.com/CharlesLatham. Right now, we've got the spotlight on his 2017 solo album, Little Me Time. The last song you just heard was another one of my favorites off of it, Will You Let Me Go. We're going to keep that going right now. Here's a trio of songs off of Little Me Time, beginning with this one. It's Come Up Short.
So cool.
want a heart. What do I have that you can use? That just makes you laugh. You kill me with your kindness. I'm saying thank you so often that I can't catch my breath. No, why you think I'm so smooth? Not so hard of heart. Do I have the chicken you? When I start to add it, we'll be right back.
7-9 The Hill.
Charles Latham there from 2017 with Take You For Granted. 6:45 is your time. Coming up next, we're going to bring you back to 2020. Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band is the band and the title of the album. It's not out yet, but we got a few songs from it coming up after this.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit louisebeckproperties.com for more information.
In these unprecedented times, Chapel Hill Tire is taking extra precautions to ensure your safety and convenience, announcing curbside service. Anyone preferring not to come into the lobby can be met in the parking lot. You can stay outside or get a ride from a friend while they service your car. Simply visit the ChapelHillTire.com appointment scheduler, choose curbside service. They'll communicate and provide a pay option by text. Thank you for supporting local businesses and keep yourself and your car healthy and drive happy, Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Jason Dell from Bold Construction, and I'm here today to talk to you about relationships. No, not that relationship, but the one with your builder team. At Bold, we focus on creating an environment of trust, mutual respect, open communication, and friendship. Bold will be a part of your life from the dawn of your design, through your move-in date, and during the entire lifetime of your Bold home. Our relationship with our clients is as important to us as is the quality of their home. Build with passion. Build Bold.
This is Charles Latham. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
There's a square city in a square state with a big building with a gray face. It has big rooms and round clocks, big windows down on a block at the square. People cross a wide street smiling square smiles with their round teeth. They have square jaws, stiff upper lips, and all the chips off the block means the block is chipped. So I'm trying to get in shape. I'm trying to get in shape. There are square meals you get for a day. Take your box lunch on your lunch break.
Thank you.
97.9 The Hill.
Laundry song there from Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. You will hear that full album coming out later on this year. Again, charleslatham.com, the website, LATHAM. You can support him on Patreon, patreon.com/charleslatham. You can also find them on Facebook, facebook.com/thecharleslatham. Those three songs you just heard, Squares, Left on Red, and Laundry Song, all off of the new album, which is going to be coming out later on this year. It's 6:58.